real truth daily. This is Daily Truths with Dave Allman.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Daily Truths. In the 1930s, before World War II, pastors and churches could see what was happening, the atrocities that were being inflicted upon the Jewish people and other folks as well by the Nazi regime. But churches and pastors, by and large, said nothing. Dietrich Bonhoeffer was one who stood up against that, was persecuted as a result of it, and finally put to death. But by and large, the churches were silent. And what happened? Well, we know what happened. Things got out of hand. The Hitler Nazi regime took hold, and the rest can be told in history. Today, some 90 years later, we're facing some of the same atrocities. Oh, maybe not as blatantly as they saw it back then. But my goodness, look at some of the things that are happening today. Same-sex marriage, gender re-identification, human trafficking, needless lives being snuffed out through abortion, and on and on and on. And I want to tell you, the church is basically silent about these things. Most pastors are not willing to stand up in front of folks and say, "Thus saith the Lord, these things are wrong. This is what the word of God has to say about this, and this is the truth of God's word." Jesus said it best when he said these words. He said, "Sanctify them in the truth. Thy word is truth." He said that in John chapter 17. In the Psalms, the psalmist has said, "Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Unless pastors stand up in front of their congregations and say, "This is the truth of God's word," how will people ever know? Who's going to speak it? Who's going to say it? So I'm calling pastors today of every denomination, if you believe in Jesus Christ and you believe in the authenticity and authority of the word of God, then speak the truth boldly. I want to tell you what happened at Peace Lutheran Church during the draconian times of 2020, when we were told not to worship. I'm sure many of you remember that. And I basically told our leaders, "We're going to worship." Oh, we didn't for a couple months, but the summer came and June came. We said, "We're going to worship outside." And then when September comes, we're going to worship inside. The government can't tell us what to do. And so we continued to worship. And do you know what? I got very little backlash because basically we were saying we must obey God rather than man. Now, there's a lot of rules and regulations in our culture that are mandated by the government that are contradictory to the word of God. And unless churches and pastors stand up and say, "This is not right. This is not godly. This is not the truth. This is not the way life ought to be lived." And by the way, God gave us the Ten Commandments to formulate and model and show us how life ought to be lived. But in our culture today, we pretty much ignore it. There's many people who say, that's just the opinion of men. But I want to tell you what's entrenched on the walls of the Supreme Court, the Ten Commandments. And of course, a lot of people want to take them down. So here's my point. On Daily Truths, I'm not going to water down the truth of the word. I'm going to speak boldly what God says. And this is my ministry, and I can say whatever I want, right? And I know some people don't like it. One of the biggest messages that I said that got a lot of pushback was saying that, hey, only people that believe in Jesus Christ are going to heaven. As a matter of fact, I heard Joel Osteen kind of schwaffle on that recently, where he was asked by someone, "Do you believe that only Christians are going to heaven?" He said, "Well, I really don't know for sure. I don't want to be one of those guys that says something so exclusive as that." I'm going, what in the world? So how can people know the truth unless pastors proclaim the truth? I'm telling you the truth today. Same-sex marriage, gender re-identification, the atrocities of abortion, and human trafficking are not of God. And I'm calling every pastor that's listening to my words today to proclaim the truth. Do it lovingly, but do it boldly and straightforwardly, because we're living in a culture where people need to hear the truth, and the ultimate truth begins and ends with God's word. Amen. Amen. And that is today's Daily Truth. Have a great day through the truths of God's Word.
Thank you for tuning in to Daily Truths with Dave Allman. Pastor Dave Allman is the pastor of Mount Hope Church in Boulder, Colorado. If this ministry is blessing you, please consider supporting us by sharing this channel with a friend. You can also like, comment, subscribe, or leave a review. This helps us tremendously. Come back tomorrow for your next Daily Truth.